Amen. Good morning, everyone. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. And stay right there at verse 1 until we're ready for it. 597 years before Jesus was born. 597 years before Jesus was born. Scholars suggest that the first Judeans, the first Israelite children, were deported from Judah to Babylon. This deportation would last most of the 6th century BC. And we all know about the Babylonian exile because we've talked about it a lot. It was during that time that Nebuchadnezzar took the brightest minds and the skilled laborers and the doctors and the lawyers and those who had knowledge and those who had ingenuity, and he stole them, enslaved them in Babylon. Around 586 before Jesus was born, his soldiers tore down Solomon's temple, Zion as they called it, a city on a hill, was destroyed. The people were exiled. They had no churches and no temples in Babylon. They felt like many of us feel now, exiled, quarantined, away from Zion. Now, let's be quite honest. We're going through some issues. We're going through some challenges. We don't have it as bad as they had it. Even though for some of us who are watching, our ancestors were slaves, we're not enslaved. Yes, for the majority of churches and the majority of our church, you have not been inside Zion since March. But because of technology, you're able to watch Zion every Sunday. So we don't have it as bad. They had to learn how to sing a new song in a strange land. We still, as you see, are able to sing our songs. Zion was far away from them. And their colonizers and their enslavers and their oppressors would not let them worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And for those of you who, again, who have not been here since March, I understand how you feel. We don't take it for granted that you feel exiled and you want to get back to the house of the Lord. There's some churches, many churches have been forced, my brothers and my sisters, even though it might not be prudent and safe to go back to church this Sunday. Some of our brothers and sisters who live in rural areas don't have Wi-Fi. Don't have cameras, don't have text to give. Some, as Erica has blessed them, musicians have been laid off because there's no church, there's no piano, there's no organ, there's no drums, there's no guitar for them to go to play. So since March, they've been unemployed. There's some churches, again, who don't have what we have, and I feel now the weight of what they have, and I do not take it for granted that we have this opportunity to come together through technology every Sunday, and I was taking it for granted how well we're doing, but my prayer and my heart goes out for those who wish, like the children of Israel, could get back to Zion. Jeremiah, who's a prophet in the land, has to deal with the hearts of those who could not get back to Zion. Even though he is not one who has been exiled, he speaks to those who have been exiled with a heart of empathy. And I come as a priest of this parish with a heart of empathy for those pastors who are going back to church today out of necessity because they can't pay the light bill, can't pay the mortgage. Again, had to lay off all of their staff, having to do Zoom calls and telephone calls, and they've got to go back so that they can keep their congregations together. And I pray right now for safety, and I pray right now for wisdom right now, and I pray a blessing in the name of Jesus for them right now. But I also understand, based upon what Jeremiah told his people, that we're going to be in this thing for a while. Let me give you a little some context, and let me give you some little understanding before I get into chapter 29. In order to stand in chapter 29, you've got to understand what happens in chapter 28. In chapter 28, Jeremiah has to deal with a false prophet by the name of Hananiah. Hananiah becomes a false prophet because what he told the children comes out not to be true. That's why we call him a false prophet. When he first gave it out, it sounded good, but we found it out not to be true. And Hananiah does two things that are very wrong that Jeremiah has to call him out on. Again, Hananiah does two things wrong that Jeremiah has to call him out on. Every now and then, especially when somebody lies on God, you got to call him out in Jesus' name. In this day and age, I'm sorry, but Karen has got to be exposed. And then Karen has got to be canceled. In this day and age, you see what God is doing. This is not Chris Levy talking. This is not Brooklyn talking. This is the word of God. Jeremiah calls out Hananiah and says, you have lied on God. And you've called rebellion amongst the people. You have lied and said, God told you to tell the people they're only going to be gone 2 years. You said that God has got Nebuchadnezzar in check. Everything going to be all right. All the things Nebuchadnezzar stole from the temple would be returned, and the people will be returned. It ain't going to be that bad. And you told the people, God told you to tell them that, and you have lied on God, and then you have lied to the people. And now the people are confused because people are still going there. People are still being exiled. People are still being enslaved. People are still being oppressed. People are still getting the COVID. People are still not living. People are still not breathing. You told them they could go back to work, go back to the spa, go back to get their nails done, now go back to the movie theater, go back to play ball. You have lied on God, and now you're lying to the people. And because you have lied on God, your days shall be numbered. And in chapter 28, Hananiah dies for lying on God and then lying to the people. And then he gets to chapter 29 and he says these words. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away unto captivity, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters, and the smiths were deported from Jerusalem by the hand of Elijah, the son of Shephram, and Jemirah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and begot sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they might bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you and your presidents. I think that's somewhere in there. Or did I just add that? I just said, okay. And your governors too. Neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For the prophecy For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus says the Lord, that after 70 years, somebody say 70. After 70 years, Hananiah says 2. Jeremiah comes back and says 70 years. Be accomplished at Babylon. I will, talking about God, I, God, will visit you and perform my good work towards you and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And the NIV, it says, I know the plans that I have for you. Understand, when you see that the NIV translation, y'all got it in your home, on somewhere, everybody got that now, Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans that I have for you towards the Lord, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather from all the nations, from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again. Somebody say again. I will bring you again into the place whence I have caused you to be carried away captive. I want to speak and teach just for a few minutes from this subject. Settle down. He tells the people, settle down. Jeremiah wants the people to know, I'm sorry, but Hananiah has lied on God and therefore has lied to you. Hananiah told you all this thing was going to blow over and blow away. Oh, come July, the sun going to burn up them virus cells. Come July, we'll all be back. Come July, it'll be a distant memory. Come July, there'll be a vaccine. Come July, there'll be some medicine. Come July, everything would be all right. We can go back to doing what we want to do. We can go back again, get our hair done, get our nails done. We can take off our mask. Matter of fact, you don't have to wear one if you don't want to, because it's not politically correct now to wear a mask. We've been bamboozled. We've been run amok. We've been hoodwinked. The wool has been pulled over eyes, because God has not finished doing what God needs to accomplish during this pandemic. See, you know, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence does make the heart grow fonder. If the children of Israel had just been gone from 2 years, they would not have yearned to get back from Zion. See, this is not really always a part of punishment, but it's always a part of God's teaching. And God just can't teach that quickly. And so Jeremiah says, you're going to be there for a while. Matter of fact, you're going to be there at least 70 years. So go ahead in and settle down. Look what he says. I think that's in about verse 4 there. Damien, he says, go ahead and settle down. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said to all those I carried into the exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. That's where he says. He says, build houses and settle down. You're going to be there for a while. I don't care what the president said. I don't care what the governor said. I don't care what the potentates have said. You're going to be in this thing for a while. I know there are other people turning back to church, and I know other people turning back to their jobs. I know other people going back to the beach. I know other people going back to business as usual. But your priest has come to tell you, like Jeremiah, for me and my house, we about to settle down. We are in no rush. Somebody say no rush. No rush to fast forward God. It will not be until our state epidemiologist, who's a sister beloved by the name of Linda Bell, says it's safe, that we might consider coming back in this place. And one of the things that I know is that one of the things that God is also doing is saying, you know, the ministry of Jesus went inside no building, no how. Every healing he did was outside. Matter of fact, on time he was in the temple, he was kicking.
our work is outside of this place. And I want to thank God for our deacons and our men's ministers who've been cutting grass, putting up mailboxes, taking food out. God said, get out the house. He says, settle down. But I also want to tell you that Jeremiah said some good things are going to happen when you're outside the church. Good things are going to happen when you're quarantined. Good things are going to happen when you settle down. Look at the good things that he says are going to happen. He says, first, build houses or refinance the house you're already in. I'm a living witness. Refinance. The wealth of the wicked is tied up for the righteous. Refinance right now in the name of Jesus. And if you don't have a house, there's a foreclosure somewhere with your name on it. He said, there's some good things about to come out of this. I know you're going to be there a long time. Settle down, settle in, but watch the good things. Build houses. Plant garden so you can eat. He ain't sending no famine. A lot of people done gain weight. And I got to be very careful because I don't want to look at nobody. Look at myself. No, I done lost weight because I've been walking. See, you got to walk while you're in the pandemic. Well, you ain't got nothing else to do. But a lot of people done gained a lot of weight during this pandemic because you've been home doing nothing. But they're eating good. He said, you're going, it's in the word of God. But after y'all plant, walk. After you harvest, walk. Run, lift some weight, get on the, instead of just watching Netflix, get on and watch one of them on P90 or whatever they call you. Do some top, yeah, in the name of Jesus. He says, eat what you plant, and watch this, single women. He said, get married. Somebody lonely. Somebody lonely while you sat down. He said, watch this. He says, not only get married while you're in quarantine and exile, he said, have children. Oh, in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Oh, November. We're going to watch. We're going to see what happens in November. He says, have children. But then this is what he says. Your children going to have children. He says, y'all going to be in this thing for generations. It is not going to be that easy to come out. But go ahead and live your life. Because I am still with you. And me being with you is not quarantined to a place on a hill called Zion. Me being with you is not at 1203 Summit Parkway or 1066 Sunset Boulevard, West Columbia, South Carolina. Me being with you is everywhere you go, I go. So go ahead and build your house. Go ahead and plant your garden. Go ahead and eat what you plant. Go ahead and get married. Go have children, have grandchildren, and then, and only then, get you some peace. I'm ashamed to say this, Eric, and I told you the other day, I'm almost ashamed to say this, that I'm in a great place right now. I'm doing so well right now, and I don't want to say it because I know my brothers and my sisters are suffering. But God has been doing some great things for me during this pandemic. It's too many for me to name. But Jeremiah told me before that even when you find yourself displaced physically, God comes in spiritually. And if you let him in, he will allow you to do some things you've never done before because we're in this pandemic. For so many of you, I understand, you're far away from Zion. You're like me when I was in Israel. And I'm so sorry we're going to have to cancel our Israel trip. We're not going to be able to go in October. And my back right there is towards Zion. I can't see Zion the way I'm looking right now. And you can't see sometimes Zion right now from where you're standing for. You think you got to be here inside of this church and inside of somebody else's church to see Zion. I can't see Zion. Zion is the gold dome behind me in that picture. But Zion is not a place. It's a spiritual place. It's not a locality, a place that you can find on a map. It's right here in your heart. And you should never feel distant from God, even though sometimes I understand we find ourselves distant from God. Job asked the question, where am I might find you so I can just sit at your feet. And I saw sometimes that we feel distant from God, but God is never distant from us. And I'm here to tell somebody we're going to be in this thing a little longer than we thought. We're going to be in this thing a little longer than we thought. I don't know when we're about to come back inside. We got some plan to do some other things I'm going to announce later, but I'm not going to have 1,000 people cramped up into this church to not keep you safe and sound, because the church, again, is not in these pews. The church, again, is not through the door. The church is the ecclesia, the called out community of God. And Jeremiah says, in that last part, he promises to bring us back. And everything you think you've lost during this pandemic, everything you lost when I call this time a pause, is coming back. That vacation you had to cancel is coming back. That trip that you wanted to go on is coming back. That flight that you had that you ain't got to worry about it. They done kept your number. You don't have to pay no change fee. It's coming back. That even that wedding you had to put on hold, it's coming back. That movie you wanted to go see, it'll be on Netflix in a couple of weeks. Everything you think you have lost, I declare unto you, it's coming back. And if you don't believe me, ask a man by the name of Jesus who told his people, in 3 days I'm going to tear down this temple, brother. I'm going to tear down this temple, but in 3 days I'm coming back. And I declare unto you, just like he came back early that Sunday morning, everything you thought you had lost, you is coming back unto you. But in the meantime, somebody say, in the meantime, somebody say, in the meantime, in the meantime, go ahead and buy your house or refinance. Go ahead and plant your garden. Go ahead and eat what God has asked you to eat. Go ahead and find your relationship. Go ahead and have you some children, some grandchildren, and then finally find you peace in the midst of the pandemic, because the Lord has promised. Somebody say, he's promised. Somebody say, he's promised to come back and receive us unto himself. On that third day, he came out of that tomb. And because he came out of that tomb, he brought us all back into himself. And I know you're struggling. I know you got cabin fever. I know you're upset. I know you've had to cancel some things. But that's good. Because some things you didn't need in your life, know how. And one of these things that this pandemic has taught you, there are some people, there are some restaurants. Oh, praise Jesus, I miss Halls. I miss Halls and Ruth. I miss you, Ruth. There's some trips. There's some clothes. There's some parties. 4th of July, I don't know about you, how y'all felt about it yesterday. Fireworks weren't that bright yesterday. Cookout wasn't the same yesterday. Y'all cookout shouldn't have been the same yesterday. All your cousins need to stay home on yesterday. It wasn't the same like it used to be yesterday. And that's a good thing, because we ain't supposed to be celebrating this nation right now. We're supposed to be getting right with God. And you can't get right with God with a lot of people around you and 3 different coolers. God wants us to focus on him, in him alone. And if we do what God has asked us to do, he has promised to return us to Zion. But again, in the meantime, you should have peace that surpasses all understanding. That is the word of God. For the people of God, thanks be unto God. Jeremiah says, settle down. I don't know how long. I pray it's not 70 years. But I know it's not going to be 70 days. I do know we're going to be in here longer than anyone thought. And that's okay. Because God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. He has a plan for us. This is all in his plan. And if it's all in his plan, we have to do, as I say all the time, develop an attitude of adjustment. You can't change it no how. The only thing you can do is be obedient and trust God
And know that when you come out of this thing, you're going to be better than you were before. And I praise God today, even in spite of our struggles, even in spite of our worry and anxiety, that God has given us peace in the midst of a storm. I want to thank those of you who, even during this pandemic, who have started being a part of our ministry, being on our online experience, to those of you who've given your life to Christ during this online experience, to those of you who joined our fellowship during this online experiment, for those of you who might be right now convicted to give your life to Christ, the only two things you've got to do: believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. And by doing those two things, you have received salvation. Believe again that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. And then confess with your mouth, Jesus, I believe you are my Lord. That night that he died on that hill called Calvary, one of those thieves looked over and says, I really don't know who you are, but Lord, he already knew. When he said, Lord, he already knew. He didn't say, I thank you, Lord. He said, but Lord, when? Oh, that a preach right there, Erica. But Lord, when? But Lord, when you're ready for us to come back? But Lord, when you're ready for us to get back to what we used to? When God, when? You come in your kingdom. I'm a wretch undone. I'm a sinner. I deserve to be here on this tree. You don't deserve it. But when you come into your kingdom, will you humbly remember me? And Jesus, even while he was bleeding, he was blessing. Even while he was bleeding, he was blessing. And I could preach another sermon right now, Chavis, because there's somebody right now bleeding, but you're still blessed. You're bleeding. You ain't no blood coming out, but you're bleeding in your heart. You're bleeding in your mind. You're bleeding right now. Your lungs are bleeding because of COVID. You're bleeding, but you're still blessed. And he was bleeding, but he still blessed them and said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And if you want to become a formal member of our ministry, give us a call. Our intercessors are right there on Facebook Live. We read every message after church. Our deacons are available to you right now. Our administrative assistants are here all during the week. If you want to become a formal member of our church, just give us a call. Go online, whatever you need to do, so that you might have a home that you can call your spiritual house of prayer. We thank you for listening. We thank you for joining. And if we've given your life to Christ right now, we say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe, like happened last week, in faith, that someone just gave their life to Christ. And so we give God the praise right now for them all across this world that have given their life to Christ.